Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Better get to stretching, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love on the...
Hey, welcome to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. I'm talking about a great sensation. We want to say what's up to Florida, Iowa, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Omaha, Lincoln, Kansas City, Dallas, and Vegas. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? I hope everybody's doing well. I know I'm doing wonderful, fabulous. That's what I'm doing. We're talking about Minsure. Minsure is important. People think, what's Minsure? It's insurance? No. What is Minsure? Minsure is a marketplace. That's all it is. And we got some experts on that we're going to talk about that real soon, but I want to introduce you to our person from Tree Trust. Not Tree Trust, but she's a volunteer. And she's volunteering to help us. What made you want to volunteer for Mad Dads?
Well, I've been seeing Mad Dads since I was a kid, so I feel like it's a really good movement, and I just wanted to really be a part of it.
Tell everybody who you are.
My name is Monica.
And Monica, what school did you graduate from?
North High School.
North High. All right. And then my producer here.
Hey.
Tell everybody who you are.
Miss Jones. Who? Miss Jones.
All right, Miss Jones. Thank you, Miss Jones. Thank you, Prince. We're talking about Men's Show today. The next week, our topic is going to be about Hands Up, Don't Shoot, I Can't Breathe.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter and all that. Right now, we're going to the phone lines, 7784. How are you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk. 7784, you're on the line.
Hello. Oh, yes.
Hi.
This is Makeda. Hi, how are
Makeda.
You?
Makeda.
Yes.
Makeda, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. You wanted me to call in and talk about Minsure, so here I am.
Well, you know, Makeda, let me tell you something. I don't know a woman that's as wise, as smart, as beautiful, and as intelligent as you are. You are the true, what is that, Nubian queen? That is you.
Wow.
Compliment.
Well, thank you. I'm humbled by that. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Now, a lot of people, remember I just said that Minsure is not an insurance policy. That's not what it is. Tell them, what is Minsure?
Minsure is the marketplace. Minsure is like the mall with all of the places where people can go find health insurance. And the reason we have Minsure is so that people who are low to moderate income can find either free or low-cost insurance, or if they are paying for the insurance, they can get subsidies that help them pay for the insurance. But only through Minsure can you get the kind of help that you need to get health insurance. Health insurance is now mandatory across the country. Everyone has to have health insurance. We know there are exceptions, but for our purposes, every citizen in the country has to have health insurance. And in Minnesota, it's been made possible that people with low to moderate incomes can get health insurance and not have to worry about it busting their budget or making it so they can't pay rent or buy their food. And for the working people, there are subsidies to help people pay for their health insurance. So no one should be having to go without health insurance these days.
Wait a minute, you talk about subsidies. Help me understand something. Before you go into subsidies, what is the problem with everybody being anti-healthcare, anti-Obamacare? It's not called Obamacare, is it? It's really not that. It's just quality health care for everybody. What is all the beef with the health care? What is the problem?
I have run into, and maybe it's the circles I move in, Vijay, I have run into very few people who don't see this, who don't see having health insurance and the ability to finally get health insurance with no consideration for pre-existing conditions and with all the help that people can get. I have run into very few people who think that it's not a good idea. I've run into a few people who don't understand how it works, and once you sit down with a navigator such as the ones we have in the community at the Urban League that we're working with or at Mad Dash, once people sit down and understand it, they are very happy to have it, because healthcare is one of the ways that we stop doing away with the disparities of dying earlier and being sicker than everybody else in our country. Once we have health care, we can get our preventative care. That's one of the provisions of what is called Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. That's one of the benefits of it. So I guess I don't talk to too many people who have problems with it. They just don't understand it.
Well, you know, we're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. I want you to stay on and tell some other people to call in while we take this quick break. I got a gentleman. Healthcare is important. I want to talk to this young man that talks about tobacco and how it impacted his life and how it really, you know, healthcare is important, but, you know, we do some things that damage us. Drinking too much liquor, smoking too much cigarettes, smoking crack, mollies, all that stuff, a lot of marijuana, all that stuff. Listen to this gentleman.
I tried to quit. Probably, I would say at least maybe 100 times before I had my heart attack. Just like most smokers, we all know that we're doing something that we shouldn't be doing. So you're always, well, not always, because a lot of younger smokers think that they're not addicted. And, you know, they can stop smoking anytime they want to stop smoking. But you're addicted to it, whether you want to face that fact or not, you know. And I don't think that there are too many smokers that really, truly want to be smokers. It's just that you got caught up in that whole thing like everybody else, and you try to quit. And it's hard. That's like the hardest thing.
You heard it right there from evidence. And, you know, Makeda, let's talk about that a little bit. That's why one of the reasons we want people to get the proper health care, because you need to get yourself checked. Here's a brother that's telling you, look, you know, I'm smoking cigarettes. It's hard to quit. You better know before you start. And if you already started, you better know it's going to be hard for you to quit. You're going to need some health care to deal with that.
Yes, you're going to need health care. One of the unfortunate things about the Affordable Care Act and the care that you get under MnSure is that a smoker's rates are higher than a non-smoker's rate. They are much higher. While a person can get help for smoking and smoking cessation, the rates for a smoker are higher than they are for a non-smoker, because they figure that person is going to have more health problems than a non-smoker. So that's another reason to look at that aspect of smoking. But still, what I want to say, under the Affordable Care Act, part of the essential benefits include being able to get treatment for addictions and for mental health. So part of the health care includes that. So there's no reason not to get it, not to try to get into a plan or program where a person can get help for those conditions.
You know, and one of the things is that we know that cigarettes are designed 37,000 African Americans die every year from tobacco-related diseases. 37,000. That's a lot of people, right, Makeda?
That's a lot of people. But understand the history. Understand the history. The history of that. Those cigarettes were designed. Tobacco was part of the slave trade. okay? Tobacco was part of the commerce that was used in the slave trade. There was a tobacco. There was a sister who used to give a lecture on the role of tobacco in the slave trade. So our association with tobacco is not by accident. They have designed cigarettes with special chemicals just for us. It's harder for us to quit than it is for the other people to quit because the chemicals affect us differently. Okay, those menthol cigarettes that people are smoking, it's easier to quit, they say, heroin than it is to get off those cigarettes. And there's science for that. There's science for that. If you haven't started, don't start. If you have started, do whatever you can to stop, because again, it drives your insurance rates up, and it just makes you sicker when time comes to deal with an illness.
You know, let me go right to another line. I've got a gentleman on that's doing outreach for you right now, and he's on the line. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing, VJ? We out here, man. We're dealing with a lot of different things going on as far as language. We need some Spanish and Somali flyers. We need flyers for these people to be able to understand what we're saying. We are signing up a lot of people. We're going to stores because we know everybody in the community. They know us. So we're able to go in the store and talk to the people that are sitting down in the stores. We're able to go and have a conversation with the people that own the stores. So what we're trying to do is we're still leaving them flyers for the English people coming in, but a lot of the Spanish stores down here, because we're on the south side trying to get off the south side event. So we walk up and down Lake Street as we speak, and we need to be able to get those flyers together. So it's real hard to have a conversation with somebody that don't understand what you're saying. But that's a good thing. We're having a great time. It's really going out. We're getting a lot of sign-ups, people saying that they don't have insurance. So we're giving them all the information that the young lady Angela has given us, and it's working. So hopefully this one turns out a lot better than the last. I mean, you know.
Well, we're gonna just already claim victory on Minsure and what we're doing on outreach. Thank you very much. You're talking live from the outreach team working with Minsure. McKay, you want to add anything to that?
What I want to say is for now, even though it's not specific to Mad Dads, if a person, anybody can go on the Minsure, MNSURE, .org, and look on their website and find the different materials in different languages. While it is not specific to a Mad Dads, it is specific to the to Minsure and the insurance. And anybody can go on there, look it up, download it. We'll do some work at the Urban League to get you some more materials. But right now, if you just need it right now, just go on that website, and there are materials in various languages. I know they're in Somali. I know they're in Spanish. So you can go do that for right now. But we got you covered. We'll get it for you. Thank you for letting us know.
That's a beautiful thing, McKay. You know, Minsure is that marketplace, and people have to think of it like that. It's a marketplace. It's a place for you to get insurance. How did the Urban League get involved with all this?
The Urban League has always been involved, well, I won't say always, but has a long history of being involved in health concerns of the community. When I worked there as an employee, we had a health department where we worked with HIV and teen pregnancy and all of the and many of the issues that we find plague our community in terms of health. Since that time, I'm a consultant now, working strictly with Minsure. We are working to help community doing outreach and making sure that we get as many people as we can enrolled in health insurance. And because the Urban League had that history of doing outreach, they were given a grant by the Minsure people to do outreach and enrollment, And then I as a consultant and the Mad Dads as a contact, we all are coming together to try to do as big a reach as we can with our people, because we're the people who have higher health disparities because we don't have health insurance. We have higher health disparities because we don't do the preventative care that we don't have to pay for now because we can get health insurance. So the Urban, that's how the Urban League is involved. And the Urban League also has a navigator who is there on call to help people who don't know how or don't want to use the internet to sign up themselves. They have a navigator there who can help them get enrolled right away. And the other thing I want to say is, in order to be covered by January 1, people need to have enrolled by December 15, which is just a few days off. It's Sunday, as a matter of fact. So call Angela, 612-302-3145, and make an appointment to get yourself enrolled. Don't worry about the money. Either you will qualify for a free or reduced program, or the insurance companies, once you enroll, will bill you and you'll be able to pay so that you can have your insurance by January 1. So that's a big push there. They also have the computer labs there where people who feel like they want to go and get and sign up themselves, they can go right down to the computer lab in the Urban League and sign up for themselves. And if they need some help, Angela can come down and help, and I'm there sometimes and I can come down and help. But it's a great opportunity. They provide a great opportunity for people to get enrolled and get health insurance.
Yes, speaking to Makeda from the Urban League, she's a consultant, helping everybody with Minsure, get them plugged in, tuned in. We have a partnership. We're getting out on the outreach, getting people involved, signing them up all across the city, making that happen. Got a caller on the line, 0741. Thank you so much. Have you got a question or comment for Makeda?
Good afternoon, Mad Dads. I'm just letting you know that I am a Mad Dads employee, and it's very important for us to get insurance due to the fact that half of us are walking around here with no coverage of insurance, and this is a free time that they can get it, and they need to be on top of it. I've been telling everybody every day.
Well,
that's
really, I appreciate
great.
That. Yeah, that's, that is really great. Go ahead,
Michaela. The other thing that people are missing, PJ, the other thing that people are missing is it's against the law now not to have insurance, okay? People can get zinged in their taxes. There's a fine. Not a fine, but there's a fee that you pay in taxes if you don't have health insurance. Last year it was $95. This year is going to be $325 per person in the household if you don't have insurance. Now, I think going and signing up and not having to pay what it might be your little tax return and because you didn't have insurance is worth it. I think so. But then that's just me.
Well, no, I agree with you. I think you're absolutely right. You know, one of the things is, let's run down one time, Angela at 612-302-3145, and if they want more information, they can go to minsure.org. What are some of the instructions you want to give people right away to do?
Make sure that you have what you need. You'll need your proof of ID and proof of citizenship. You'll need proof of your income, and you'll need the social security numbers of everybody in the household that you're applying for. That's one thing. The other thing, so make sure you have that when you first sit down, and it just saves a lot of time. The other thing is that I want to let people know that this is for anybody, whether you are homeless or you got a nice crib someplace, this is for everybody. And we're trying to really reach people who are homeless because we want them to know that they get health insurance too. This is for everybody. We want to talk to the people who are young people who are aging out of foster care. You get to have insurance until you're 26, and the state has to pay for it, okay? So there's no reason for you not to have insurance. The other thing we want to know is that young people up to the age of, up until they turn 26, they can be on their parents' insurance. So if you're going to school and are worried about your health care, you can go back and be on your parents' insurance. So they've made it all possible. They've taken away almost all the excuses for people not to have insurance. They've taken away all of the excuses. So all you need, again, is your proof of citizenship, your ID, your social security numbers of everybody you're applying for, and your proof of income. That's all you need.
Well, that sounds very simple. Can you talk a little bit about, McKenna, help me out here. Let's talk a little bit about an agent. We had an opportunity to meet some of the agents in the office, and there were two. They were African-American agents. They were very resourceful. What's the difference between just going on the website, picking out a plan, and getting an agent to actually help walk through it?
The difference is an agent can advise. An agent can advise you as to the best plan for you. They will ask questions like, what's most important to you? And they will help you point out. They will help point out to you the things that should be important in choosing the health plan. A navigator like Angela, like myself, all we can do is guide you through, explain the terms and guide you through the website and help you enroll. But we can't offer any advice about whether you should choose Blue Cross Blue Shield, Medicare, or any of the other ones. And I know I'm not mentioning all, and that's not the favorite one over the other. But we can advise you on that. We can advise you to get, you know, a silver plan or any of that. All we can do is say, hey, here are the plans as they come out. Once you put your information in, then the computer kind of sorts it out and says, here are all your options. We can't advise you on the options. The agents can, and they do a good job of that. And we have some agents that if you call the Urban League, we can make sure you get those numbers. And I would really advise these agents are willing to take people who are going to be on the public program because they're from the community. They are serving the community in a very magnificent way. So don't be afraid. You can also find agents on the Mentor website. However, you know, if we can recommend something to you, then you know we don't mind doing that.
Well, so I go on the website. I look at what I need. Do I need to talk to you to get an agent? So once I get on the website and I say, wow, this plan is 200, this is 400, this is 300 a month. But I don't quite get, you know, I got asthma, I got tuberculosis, I might have diabetes. I don't know what to do. This is too much information. Matter of fact, I really can't read that well. So this is very complicated for me.
If you get on the website that far, there is a way to look for, there's a locator. It's called a locator, and it says find an assister. And if you tap on that button, it says find an assister, and it will ask you, do you want a navigator, do you want a broker, or do you want both? And then it will ask you, you can find one by the city you live in, you can find one by the zip code you live in, okay? And so you put that information, okay, I want a broker or a navigator who's in 55411, and you tap that, and then all of these names with the information will come up, and you can choose from that, okay? You can choose from that list. Because all of these brokers and navigators have been certified by Mentor. And what I want to tell you, if somebody's calling you saying, you know, I'm from Mentor, don't respond to that call. Mentor does not call anybody. The agents do not call anybody. The navigators do not call anybody. That's a scam if people are calling you, so don't go for that. This is designed so that the person who's looking is in charge. So you go, you go find an assister, and you look for what you want in the area you want it, and you can choose from there. Again, We can recommend some people that we know are doing the work if you don't want to take a chance like that. But that is the way to find someone, is to go on the website. And that's not that, you know, that's not a lot of rocket science there. Even I can do that. So.
Well, that's good. We're gonna go right back. We're gonna go right back to the streets and see what's going on out there with Alonzo. How you doing, Alonzo? You got some closing comments, and then I'm gonna go back to Makeda and let her close us out.
Yeah, that was one of the questions that people kept asking me. Is this gonna cost him? Is this gonna cost him? So I really didn't know. I told him I think that it's free. I don't know. You have to call the number and find out. So I'm glad I did get that information that it's not gonna cost him. And then there's going to be a bill at the end if they're going to a premium insurance company. So that's good to know. Thank you guys so much for allowing us to have this contract with you guys. We're really thankful to be able to get out and help the people. We love helping the people in our community. We love our community. You know, Mad Dads love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Hey! That's absolutely right, Makeda. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We love Mentor because we want to make it work for people. We want folks to get health care. Remember, the number to call is 612-302-3145. Was Angela going to come on today, or are we going to get her next time?
You get her next time. You get her next time. Thank you so much for doing this. This is wonderful.
Well, thank you. And, you know, anybody that wants to hear this show, they can go back to the website, Blog Talk Radio, punch it in, punch the date in. You'll see the show, and you'll hear Makeda's wonderful voice. Makeda, give them instructions one more time what they need to do.
Either call Angela Williams, 612-302-3145, to make an appointment to get in-person help, or go to Mentor.org on the website, and it will guide you through setting up an account and enrolling for insurance. Either way you want to do it, it's fine. It's good if you can get someone to help you, because people have been trained to be able to talk you through it and to help you. So either way, but get the insurance. That's the main thing. Get the insurance. Get it by December 15th. So in January 1, you can go and start having your preventative care done. And the preventative care doesn't cost. That's part of the insurance.
We're working on having, Makeda, I just want to let you know this. We're working on having a open house on January the 5th with To Read You, To Succeed You Must Read, and we want to include Mentor. And so when people bring their books, we want people to bring their books, and at the same time, we want to also sign them up with Mentor. We're going to talk to you about that later. It's going to be on January the 5th. We're excited about that. We're going to get KMOJ involved and others. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio. You've been talking to nobody other than Makeda from the Othering League. That number is 612-302-3145, and you can talk to Angela over there. She will help you out. I'm really excited about everybody getting involved and plugging in with us. This is important. Take care of your health. Without your health, you're going to be in trouble, so make sure you take care of your health. I appreciate everybody. Blog Talk nationwide, all over the world. Stay plugged in. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Men against destruction, because you know that we are blessed. Father's of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me, what was I to do? All I did was knock it blue. Soldiers showing love.